I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Sarah Schultz. She's Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, and she joined us to talk about a survey that has been put out to get information from builders and contractors around the state. Here's the details with Sarah Schultz.
The Home Builders Association of Michigan, our state association, sent out a survey, and it was related to COVID-19 and safety plans with construction companies and coming back to work. So we sent that out to our membership and also to other non-members as much as we could reach them through social media, et cetera. And basically the survey asks them if they have a safety plan. If the governor were to say, hey, you can start work on Monday, do you have a safety plan in place for your workers to continue to stay safe, like hand washing stations and PPE? So we sent that out because we want to be ready. We want to show her that the home building and remodeling sectors are, that we're ready to go back to work in a safe manner.
So when you put this out, this was a little while ago, I'm assuming you're starting to get some response, but you're kind of also trying to do an increased awareness that you're looking for beyond just the membership of the Builders Association. You're looking for other builders, contractors, and whatnot, and try to get that information. That's correct, right?
Yes, absolutely. We sent it out a couple of weeks ago, and as of, I believe, Monday, we had about 600 replies, and then 94% of those companies had updated their worksite safety plans to cover COVID-19, and 92% of them had the necessary PPE. So we sent it out again yesterday, hoping to get more. Obviously, it's the whole state of Michigan. We want to see a couple of thousand replies.
The goal here, then, is to have information that can be forwarded to the governor and the legislature to say that you as an industry, the construction, the building industry, is ready to move forward.
Correct. We were just on a phone call with Senator Ken Horn yesterday, actually, and talking to them. The executive order expires April 30th, and then the legislator will send in their recommendations as to what they think should happen. And they're going to be looking at areas where it's infected most and least, and they're going to be looking at which businesses are the safest to go back to work. And we want to make sure construction is at the forefront of that.
Are we going to see a lifting? Are projects going to start getting back in business?
It is very hopeful that it is going to be relaxed in the construction area. We're hoping. I can't predict when. I don't know if it'll be as soon as like the very next week. It might be with some very strict rules in place. But we do believe that construction will be among the first wave of businesses to be let back in. So we're hoping it's in the next couple of weeks.
Again, you've got this survey out to contractors and builders about their safety plans for if they get back to work, what they have in place. If people have questions about the survey or if they want to see it or they want to get a copy, what's the best way to get more information?
Go right to our website, upbuilders.org. It's faster to email me as I'm not in the office all the time now, so it's info@upbuilders.org. I check email every day. Our office number is 906-228-2312, but I only check that two or three times a week.
That's Sarah Schultz, the Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.